Don't you think it would be fun if we went inside? Brendan stood in front of the tall red brick building. Come on, aren't we going in? His friend Clementine persisted. Just give me a second, all right? All right, well, I'll be waiting. Brendan straightened up and charged towards the door, pulling it wide open. Brendan suddenly jolted up. From a bed? What the heck? Something wasn't right. The room was cold and there was fog outside. Was he inside the building? What happened to him? Suddenly, Brendan was outside. It looked like some sort of playfield. He looked down at himself. He was wearing a completely different outfit than before. He opened his mouth, but no words came out. Suddenly, the surrounding area became extremely cold, yet the other people in the field didn't seem to notice. Brendan tried to speak again, but to no results. The people on the field started to notice Brendan. They whispered things to each other, all of them looking worried. What was wrong with him? Brendan felt his face. It seemed normal. What was the cause for their reactions? Then, suddenly, in a flash, he felt that someone was standing next to him. To his surprise, there was no one there. Brendan couldn't stand this feeling. He took off running out of the field. Brendan reached a telephone pole near the field. He opened the door, and he ended up in a completely different location. It was a coffee shop. He was sitting down alone with a cup of coffee next to him. Although it was sunny outside, he still felt cold. There was no sound from the others in the coffee shop. He felt that there was someone sitting in front of him. No matter how many times he blinked, nothing was there. Brendan was seriously scared now. He attempted to stand up, but his body couldn't move. He sat there silently, the room around him becoming colder each minute. Eventually, he stood up. Confused on where he was going, Brendan's legs took him to the door. His hand reached out and opened it to pure white. The only thing he could hear was faint radio static. That man, down by the coffee shop. He had a heart attack, didn't he? Suddenly, somebody spoke. Yes, the local said he never seemed like a person. All he did was stare at others all day like a statue. That's creepy. I wonder why. Who knows? A woman came in and told us that he went to the abandoned radio station out of town. No one ever came out of that thing normal. They'd be silent as a mouse for most of their lives and then, I don't want to know the rest. Suit yourself. Anyway, let's get this guy situated.